Ukrainian flag still flies over Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Despite gun battles in the streets of the capital overnight, as Russian troops attacked from three directions, but were met with resistance.
It's been quiet for a few hours. There's been some intermittent shelling on the edges of the city. But Ukraine's president warned that last night would be the night the Russians make their big push, either to take or not take the city. That simply has not happened. Ukraine's still in control of the city.
Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kiev.
Ukrainian officials have been pretty clear, telling people to stay in their houses. It's really hard to predict when fighting will break out, where the Russians are, when they're going to come.
The U.S. offering to evacuate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his family out of harm's way, he said no, he's staying put. The Biden administration is looking for ways to help.
And the White House says the president is instructing the State Department to release some $350 million in additional security assistance to Ukraine. The Pentagon says the United States is also examining other ways to try here to help Ukraine. The White House stresses that help will not involve American troops fighting in Ukraine.
Fox's Rich Edson at the Pentagon. There are international concerns about the mental health of Russia's President Putin.
Senior Western intelligence officials increasingly think Vladimir Putin is not well. They say he's sick. The theory has been swirling around Moscow for some time, but Putin's latest performances have intensified the concern. He's extremely isolated. He has changed for the worse over the last 2 years, officials say, and he was already not that easy to deal with. They say Putin's speech the other day was a sullen, dark, extremely bitter rant, laced heavily with never-ending victimhood and resentment, and with many unhinged statements.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv, Ukraine. Not an outright ban, but Facebook has blocked Russian state media from advertising on the platform or monetizing the content it posts. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
News.
President Biden yesterday introducing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Jackson's resume includes Harvard undergrad and law school, a clerkship with Justice Breyer, the very man she hopes to replace, and years on the federal bench. There will also be plenty of attention focused on her years as a federal public defender, her pro bono representation of several Guantanamo Bay detainees, and her membership on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Less than a year ago, she breezed through Senate confirmation to the D.C. Circuit Bench with votes from GOP Senators Collins, Graham, and Murkowski.
Fox's chief Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream reports Judge Brown will likely start meeting with senators next week, beginning the confirmation process. Searchers in Indonesia are digging in the rubble of collapsed buildings and mud from landslides triggered by a strong earthquake that shook Sumatra, killing 8 people and injuring 86. Thousands of people have been displaced. That quake measuring a magnitude of 6.2. New York City today marking another solemn anniversary at what was the World Trade Center.
The victims of the first terror attack at the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan will be remembered today on the 29th anniversary of the bombing. Victims, families, and survivors will be joined by city and state officials, as well as those who live in the area, to mark the occasion with a moment of silence at 12:18 p.m. Eastern, along with a bell tolling and the reading of the victims' names. Terrorists set off 1,200 pounds of explosives in the underground parking garage of the World Trade Center on February 26, 1993, killing six and leaving a five-story crater in the bottom of the Twin Towers. Today's ceremony will have in-person attendance as well as be live streamed. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.